This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy War.
Jack and Dean.
Joy War.
And today we're having a chat once again about surrogacy in Australia. For the last couple of weeks, we've been exploring the issues of surrogacy. Let's just test you, Jacqueline. It was commercial surrogacy or
yes.
What was the other?
Altruistic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And joining us to give us...
Give me the hard one. I would have got commercial.
You would have got commercial. Yeah, I couldn't remember the other one either.
Yeah.
joining us for part three of our series of surrogacy is Monica from KHQ Lawyers. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So yes, altruistic and commercial are the two forms, but in Australia it's all about altruistic.
All about altruistic. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about commercial surrogacy that's typically done overseas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's for next week. It's such a big topic that I know we've broken it into
yes.
to parts, but there's very significant components to each stage. So last week we talked about the patient review panel, and I just wanted to mention something that came up in the context of that, and that was just around the difference between traditional and gestational surrogacy. So if you're remember, traditional surrogacy is where the surrogate uses their own genetic material.
Yes.
And gestational is where they have no DNA or no genetic link.
So there's
to the child.
Potentially
an egg donor.
Yep.
Potentially one of the independent parents donates their sperm.
Yep.
Or it can be both donated.
Yep.
Yeah, with the surrogate just simply carrying the baby. So I just wanted to clarify that traditional surrogates can also be approved under the patient review panel, and it's basically dependent on the circumstances of the case. So the patient review panel has approved both kinds of arrangements, but typically the ones we see in our practice day to day is the gestational surrogacy. And they're the ones obviously that go through the IVF clinics and so forth.
It just seems such a, just the idea of having a review panel, and as I think we touched on last time, sometimes people who don't have fertility issues just pop out the babies without much, consideration or thought. I'm sure there's a bit of consideration and thought, but it doesn't require a panel
to
review them.
Not always, but it is a big thing having a baby for.
I'm sure
for strangers sometimes.
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies, Miss Scarlett.
So what I wanted to focus on today was really the final stage of Australian surrogacy, which is basically what happens once the baby is born. So you've gone through the approval process, you've had the IVF, there's been a successful transfer, and you've got a successful pregnancy. So when a baby is born through an approved altruistic surrogacy arrangement, the birth is registered in the state where the baby's born.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's really interesting about this aspect is that the surrogate and the surrogate's partner are actually listed on the birth certificate as the legal parents.
Okay.
So what's needed after that is actually a transfer of parentage. We call it a substituted parentage order. And they actually then transfer the legal parentage from the surrogate and their partner to the intended parents, sort of completing the circle and allowing them to sort of move on. So there are requirements at law for that to occur. So it does require a court application. And what's needed as part of that is the intended parents need to provide evidence of the surrogacy arrangement. But also, more importantly, the child has to have been relinquished. So the child has to have been handed to the intended parents. So you have to file a lot of court affidavits, which are legal statements, just setting out all of those things and obviously complying with the legal requirements. And generally that process takes somewhere between 3 to 6 months. From start to finish. The substituted parentage order, though, must be applied for after the child is 28 days old and before the child's 6 months old.
Okay, there's a little window.
Yeah, there is a window. So just an important step, I guess, to sort of rectify a real issue, I guess, in our Australian law, which is there's no presumption of parentage for intended parents in a surrogacy arrangement. The presumption of parentage falls with the person who gives birth and their partner, rather than the person who brought the child to be, which is the intended parents.
Mm. And so you got 28 days.
So the child's got to have lived 28 days. That's really what that's about.
Oh, okay.
But then has to be, the application has to be made before the child's 6 months old.
There's so much to think through.
There's so much to think through.
That's why we're breaking it down over a few weeks. It's very complicated.
Yeah, it's funny. When I speak at surrogacy conferences, the question most people ask is, what happens if they don't hand over the baby?
Yeah.
The thing is, there aren't any reported cases of that actually happening in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah. And that could be down to a number of things. Could be down to a number of things that, you know, largely we have because we can't advertise in Victoria for surrogates. They're typically people we know.
And also, you've been through the review process.
You've tested people through counselling. Yeah, you've had the approval.
The checks and balances are there.
Everyone's in there for the right reason.
So it seems to be a very good system.
Yeah.
It's good.
So the other thing that I wanted to talk about today is in terms of protecting people going through this arrangement is what else can they do? Something we typically advise clients considering a surrogacy arrangement is to actually document all the agreements reached in counselling in a surrogacy agreement.
Mm-hmm. Get it in writing.
Get it in writing.
In writing. Uh-huh.
Typical lawyers. So a surrogacy agreement is typically a written agreement entered into by the surrogate, their partner and the intended parents. And that would typically deal with, again, ticking off all the legal requirements. So that agreement could then be part of what you present to the patient review panel, saying we've done the counselling, we meet all of the requirements at law. But it can also set out the things that we've agreed to. So, for example, one of the issues that can come up is if something happened to the child before the transfer of legal parentage, who makes the decision in relation to the child? Will it be the surrogate?
I don't know.
The surrogate and their partner. So just ensuring that those sort of tricky aspects of a surrogacy arrangement are sort of talked through and then documented. And although in Victoria a surrogacy agreement is not legally binding or enforceable, it's a record of agreement. So if there is a court proceeding that's required down the track, if a child isn't relinquished at birth, then the intended parents could rely on that documented agreement as part of the legal case.
Goodness.
I've always thought that if I was to ever have a child, I would probably, the hardest decision would be what to name the kid. But yeah. There's nothing compared to all of this.
No, what school to go to? No, none of that's hard bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So the short answer is get some legal advice. If you're thinking about entering into a surrogacy arrangement, remembering that the laws in each state of Australia are different. They have different requirements. What we've focused on is really what the law is in Victoria.
Fantastic. And if you want to, if you've liked what you've heard today, you can catch this again on the podcast on joy.org.au. And also you can hear the last three episodes where we did break down some other surrogate issues. But next week we're going to be talking about...
We'll talk about overseas surrogacy.
Overseas.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Going on tour.
With baby.
Kind of. Bobby.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Monica. We look forward to hearing from you and the team from KHQ Lawyers again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.